Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Live well, win well. It is On Point with Wanda Lynn Stokes. It's a news and talk for 1380 WALK. Wish I had a drum roll. Let's see. It's time now for Celebrity Corner with Sean Garvey. Hi,
yes.
Sean. How are you?
Good morning or good afternoon, Wanda. I'm doing well. How about yourself?
I am doing well. I'm doing well on this fabulous Friday. It's an awesome day to be sharing.
Absolutely, absolutely. And I had to play a little bit of Avery Sunshine. Shout out to Avery Sunshine for calling in to this past week's Sister Talk series to talk about all things greatness, her accomplishments in the music industry, new music, new projects, and so much more. So it was definitely a blast to have her on the show.
Yes, yes, definitely. Wow.
Yep.
It was awesome and amazing. And, you know, just hearing a conversation and talking about quarantine and sheltering in, but just making it work, you know?
Absolutely. You got to manage it the best way you know how.
Right. That's right.
All right. So we got a lot of stuff to talk about in these three or four more minutes that we have right here on the Celebrity Corner news that we do each and every Friday right here on Point with Wanda Lynn Stokes. And I want to start things off by updating people on what's been happening. And if you are new to the segment, we talk about all things considered on what's happening in the entertainment industry with some of your favorite celebrities that are doing great things for the culture. But to start off on a very bittersweet note, Wanderland, it has been reported recently that the actress from Glee, Naya Rivera, has been found dead. Of course, I talked about it last week on the show where she was missing for days and her 4-year-old son was in a boat with her and they found the body. Which at first they weren't sure that it was actually her, but they did confirm recently this past week that it was definitely the body of Naya Rivera at 33 years of age. So her body was found in Lake Peru in California, and we are just so sad and heartbroken by this recent incident. So our thoughts and our hearts and our prayers continue to go out to the family, friends, and colleagues of Naya Rivera. Such a very sad story.
Yeah, such a sad story.
33 years of age.
Yes, yes, very young. And like all would do, all parents hopefully would do, is certainly spare their children.
Absolutely.
Spare their child. Wow, that's sad.
Yeah, yeah. And on another bittersweet note, we did lose another actress in the entertainment industry, Galen Gorg, who is best known for her roles in Lost, and also in RoboCop 2. She passed this week from cancer. She was 55 years young. Now, they also said that she appeared in The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, which she did. But I've only seen one episode of her where she was in a boxing match with Will Smith's character. You remember that episode?
Yes, I do. Yeah.
That was a very funny episode, by the way.
Right. It was.
Yeah.
It was.
Yeah. But our thoughts and prayers go out to actress Galen Gorg as well. She died of cancer while in Hawaii recently. And it touched a lot of people, especially her family. And her family members described Galen as a beautiful soul who loved life, art, dance, and was a phenomenal woman.
Right, right.
Wow. Yeah, so awesome. RIP to those actresses right there. Now, on to some great news. I'm happy to announce, Wanderlyn, that Ava DuVernay moves into non-scripted with NBC Family's social experiment, Home Sweet Home. That's right. Ava DuVernay has built her first primetime unscripted series, a 10-part social experiment for NBC. So the When They See Us filmmaker created Home Sweet Home. She will produce via her production company and will also be in partnership with NBC to launch this 10-part social experiment. So I like to see the great diversity that's coming out of NBC Universal. And I think Ava DuVernay is going to do very well with this project.
You know it's going to be on and popping. Home Sweet Home. Because home looks different
yes.
for everybody. And it's just going to be amazing to see the diversity in that. It's going to be awesome. You know,
it
anything
is.
She touches is just good.
Anything
and
she touches is gold.
About what she does, too.
Yep. Yep. And just to give you a brief description of what the project is about, each episode of the series follows two families who lead very different lives for a life-changing experience. It explores what it's like to walk a mile in another person's shoes by challenging racial, religious, economic, geographic, gender, and identity assumptions as participants exchange homes for a week and experience the life of someone unlike them.
Wow. That,
that's going to be something interesting.
Yes, I'm going to be all in.
All right. Now, of course, the media has been circling around this Nick Cannon story. But Nick Cannon decided to take some time away or go on a hiatus from his syndicated radio program. So that's right. Nick Cannon, you know, he's been going through a lot over the past few days since his anti-Semitic statements that he made in a recent podcast. Cannon class, but he decided that he's going to take some time away from his radio show and just reflect on a few things. He went on Twitter by saying, "Morning radio family, I have decided to take some time away from my radio show so I can commit myself to deeper, more thorough reflection and education." He also goes on to say that I will use this time to establish an action plan towards real impactful change and advocacy aimed at bringing people together. I continue to express my gratitude to rabbis, community leaders, and institutions who have reached out to me to help enlighten me. So, yep, Nick Cannon's going to take some time away from the radio to do just that.
I think that's good. I think that's good. Sometimes you just kind of have to step back for a moment and reflect.
Yeah.
And then think about what you need to do to move forward. Are you surprised?
I am not surprised. Mm-hmm. I'm not. I think he's going to still be busy in other things that he's doing, but I'm not surprised. You know, I think every artist, I'm an artist myself, so every now and then when we come across a bump in the road, we just need to take some time away from what we love doing to go out and find peace within ourselves or find some type of clarity
right
in our journey.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. And he's creative. He's yeah. he's what I consider a creative person. So he
Absolutely.
Always comes up with something different and new. So, yeah, he'll be good.
He would be good. And last but not least, Cardi B becomes the first woman to win ASCAP Rhythm and Soul Songwriter of the Year Award back to back.
Yes. Right. Shout out for the sisters.
Yes. Shout outs to Cardi B and everyone that have been acknowledged by ASCAP. The 2020 ASCAP Rhythm and Soul Award celebrated the creators and publishers behind some of the best hip hop, R&B and gospel music. Of course, she's known for her songs like Press, Money, Please Me, Clout, and Twerk. Also, there were some big winners, included DaBaby taking home top R&B hip hop song for Suge. Meek Mill's Going Bad was named top rap song. And Donald Lawrence, Deliver Me, This Is My Exodus, was awarded top gospel song. So congratulations to all the winners for the ASCAP, the 2020
great.
ASCAP.
Yeah, that's great.
All right. So this has been your Celebrity Corner News with Sean Garvey. Make sure you follow me on Twitter, Instagram, at Sean Garvey ATL, and Facebook, Sean Garvey. Yep.
All right. Thanks, Sean Garvey, keeping us in the know and always keeping us on point with Celebrity Corner.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.